This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, Resource Centre, very good afternoon. Frida Liu here. Now, instead of hiring a sales and marketing person, Boxman, which started off as a two-man enterprise, decided to sell and market online. 3 months after going online, they find that 70% of their traffic comes from this place. So ROI for them, for every 1 ringgit spent, Boxman earns 21 ringgit. So I'm here with two enterprising brothers, Eugene and Alvin Fong from Boxman. But tell us a little bit about your business and what is it firstly?
All right, Boxman is an online carton box company. So we are a box solutions for many segments of the markets, like from ranging from individuals to household, corporates to home online business. So we try to cater to every individuals. In fact, this is our aim.
Okay, how did you think about it? Boxes, you know, when did you find that there was a need for this?
Well, I've been in this industry for 11 years. So my company does a lot for corporates and factories. So, and throughout these 11 years, I've been looking for a niche market, and I found that many of these people who wanted to move houses, I think they have difficulties in finding boxes, and I wanted to cater to this segment of market. So gradually, as we move on, we found that through Google AdWords, these companies, big companies like multinational companies, corporates, they actually look for us as well.
Okay, I'm really surprised. Boxes are hard to find.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah. It's relatively in Malaysia, it's relatively untapped, so the competition is very low right now. Uh-huh. And when people, like, for example, a lot of people, especially here in Klang Valley, they have a good broadband penetration here. Mm-hmm. So when they want to move boxes, they actually they will be like thinking like, okay, how do I go about with it? So the easiest is at their fingertips, and then they just go online and then they start typing carton box or carton box Malaysia, and then they'll find us.
Okay, so you guys obviously utilize Google AdWords, but did you, before doing this online, did y'all try other kinds of marketing?
At first we did. Before we got to know about Google AdWords, the first 3 months of our business, we started off, we just went door to door, and then we print out leaflets, we'll put out in new houses and all that. But it didn't really work out. It was the return rate was very low. Mm-hmm. And then of course, you know, being entrepreneurs, it was a good hard 3 months. It's very hard for us. And then we went around, and then we start asking people how do we go about with this, and then somebody actually recommended us Google AdWords, and then we tried it out.
Okay, so all right, so you tried it, and then the ROIs were not so high or not effective at all.
For Google AdWords, or
no, the other one,
yeah, yeah. It's like
not
the reason. I can just give you an example. For every 100 potential people that I met, only one came back.
Hmm. And that's face to face.
That's right.
Face to face. So right now, with your, for every ringgit spent, this is, I guess, as people click on it, mm-hmm. and that you find that that's the return on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So has it also got to do with the nature of your business that people are searching for it online? It very much so.
Like, as I've said before, this is a very neglected market. Like, nobody actually wants to service you when you're moving houses.
Mm.
You know, you're only probably going to buy once in every 5 years.
Yes. Suddenly it's like, where can I find these boxes?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. And okay, who would have thought? Yeah. Now, okay, so when you think about this as well, this is great. Do you know what is the market potential for this? Or do you think you've reached saturation point already?
Yeah, we are actually fully utilizing on the, especially when it comes to internet searches, mm-hmm. we are already fully utilizing the searches online. We get about, from our studies, we get about between 1,800 to 2,200 searches every month.
Okay.
So we are already targeting this market segment already.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now with this, okay, this, so you say every 1 ringgit, you'll get 21 ringgit back. Does that fluctuate We'll find out in just a moment. Eugene and Alvin Fong from Boxman Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Building fashion movements. BFM 89.9.
It's Resource Center. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. And Eugene and Alvin Fong from Boxman are here there for people who are in need of carton boxes. And when they want them, they can't find them. We're talking about how they're doing their marketing. And what they do is they do it online. And for what they say, their return on investments for every ringgit spent, they earn a 21 ringgit return. But does this figure fluctuate?
Yeah, this figure actually fluctuates on a monthly basis. Like in every season, they'll probably have a Raya season or or a Chinese New Year season. And then, of course, we factor in the recent elections. 1 month before the elections, everything almost went to a stop.
Okay.
So everyone was just playing the waiting game, just see who comes into power.
Right.
Yep, so that's the thing. And
hence no one moved.
Basically, our business dropped 90%.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's these kind of factors do come in as well. Also, like in the middle of the month, nobody actually moves house.
Okay. Why?
It's usually, well, you rent a house, and then it's always either the beginning of the month or end of the month you move.
Yes.
So these are the factors we actually see, you know.
Okay.
Also, it fluctuates in a week. Like, for example, if you're in a corporation, like on a Thursdays and Fridays, you don't get a lot of corporate calls.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody, you know, looking forward to the weekend, you know.
Mm.
We're just going to take things easy on a Friday.
No one's thinking today, like now. I'm not thinking anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, you were saying that, so 90%, like for example, with the recent elections, that doesn't happen all the time though,
yeah.
Right? That is at the lowest, I mean, if you talk about Ramadan, what are the quieter months? I mean, having been in business for a while now, what do you see?
Especially after a festive season, it's always quiet.
Okay, so building up towards the festive season is very high.
Yes, yes. And then after that, for the next 2 weeks, is during the festive season. It's also good for us, you know, take a break and stuff like that. And then slowly the next month, it builds up again.
This brother is known to take a lot of breaks.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
15
yep.
times a year. Okay. So with that, when you say 90% of your business was affected during that particular occasion, so it was, if you look at your business right now, if you were to put a ratio, how much would it be from offices? How much would it be from individuals?
It will be 50-50.
Oh.
Right. Because the revenue from the corporates are higher, so it actually match up with the individual buying.
Okay.
So it is quite very mixed, but it is make it very fairly.
Okay,
mixed.
So you're looking at the corporates and the in terms of revenue.
Yeah. Yes.
And so even with that, because I was just wondering how with the elections, it affected both businesses and individuals. People were just not moving. I would thought people have just would move house regardless anyway.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, the thing about it's also middle of the year.
Mm.
Some people, like you relatively get a lower kind of contracts, like people don't move house as often in the middle of the year rather than end of the year.
Yeah, usually the beginning of the year and the year.
And also before any festive. Yeah, people move houses before any festive.
Yeah. You know,
like
you want to move.
New Year, Raya.
Moving forward, right? I mean, this is great. This is one avenue where you can see the revenues are coming in. Are you doing anything else to increase the ROI, be it advertising, you know, conventionally, or advertising on Facebook, for example, or doing other sorts of branding exercise, so the ROI can be even higher?
We are looking into it. Initially, we actually started off with Facebook, but Facebook does not return us a very good revenue. Perhaps maybe of the targeted market is not there.
Okay.
However, we are working on the branding. Branding is something that we have been working and been our focus ever since our establishments.
So it's more like people liking the Facebook page, that
right.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
And right now, in terms of the Facebook page, how many followers and likes do you have?
We have close to 500 only.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot. And also because if you advertise on Facebook, you get more impressions. A lot of people get to know you, but the thing is,
it's not converted.
It's not converted. The main reason is because it is box.
Yeah.
It's not fashion. It's not shoes.
But they'll remember that if they need one, they'll look for you. So you do need that kind of advertising as well.
Yeah.
But I guess when someone starts searching for you, they already is the intent to purchase already. That's how it is psychologically.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I guess you will continue with this sort of being on with Google AdWords for as long as possible.
Yeah, yeah. Precisely. Because Google has been the best marketing person for us, you know, ever. And they work tirelessly. Google AdWords is 24/7, you know. Mm. We don't have to do anything. And then sometimes we get calls middle of the night. Okay. Seriously, we get emails like 3 a.m. in the morning.
Right. So it's just, and it's still the two of you handling this at the moment.
Yes.
Are you looking at getting more people to come in to help you right now or, you know, down the road?
Not at the moment.
Uh-huh.
Not at the moment. Only when we start expanding.
Okay.
We were looking at expanding into maybe Singapore or Indonesia.
Right.
So only then we were thinking of recruiting a bigger team.
Okay, but right now, even with your business, it's largely just the Klang Valley or throughout Malaysia?
Throughout Malaysia.
But the large percentage is from the Klang Valley and the usual suspects, Penang, Johor.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so that's it's the same almost in every industry.
Yeah.
Okay, and I guess what about when I said other forms of marketing as well, in roadshows or home deco exhibitions or fairs, do you take part in these sort of things?
We actually... in the last 2 years, we've been doing this for 3 years, okay? So in the past 2 years, we actually discussed about this, and then because we still cannot afford all these expos and exhibitions, and we do not know what kind of return we're going to get. Right. So, you know, the rental for one exhibition is actually quite a lot.
Mm.
So we're still contemplating if we should join these roadshows or not. At the moment, we are not doing it. But we are actually contemplating if we should do it in the
future. Right, because, belum cuba, belum tahu. You have to try first.
Yeah.
And to see whether the ROI on that is different as well. But that's something you're exploring.
Yeah.
So right now, in terms of just getting into the business, getting your name heard, this is the most, I guess, affordable and effective as well.
That's right, yes.
Right. Thanks for sharing about what you're doing. Eugene and Alvin Fong from Boxman. This is Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.